In Africa and elsewhere in the developing world, less than a third of people living on the land actually own it or have any officially recognized right to it. Development experts say gaining land rights is important for reducing poverty, since it offers poor people collateral they can use to get loans to improve the land. Without legal recognition, some tenant farmers receive only a fraction of the earnings as their share of the harvest. Securing land rights through, for instance, land recordation and registration also promote economic growth. For one thing, they assure foreign investors that the land and the rights of those on it are secured under some form of legal framework. Clarissa Agostinas is the chief of the Land, Tenure, and Property Administration section of UN Habitat in Nairobi, Kenya.
If 30% of people have records and 70% don't have records, when an investor goes to the government and says, I want a piece of land, the government looks on their maps and the map shows that that particular piece of land is empty and they'll give it to an investor. But when the investor goes and has a look at the land, he sees that it's fully occupied by a tribe or many families or whatever. And consequently, it becomes problematic for the investor then to take over that land because it can cause what the European investors are calling reputation risk. Because if they evict people and it gets to the newspapers, it can actually affect the reputation of the investors.
But Agostinas says surveying, establishing boundaries, and registering land and issuing deeds are expensive.
You could be talking a couple of $100 to create a deed or a title. And most countries can't afford to give the majority of citizens at this point in time ownership right because of the cost of creating it. And most individuals can't afford to subsidize it.
Agostinas recommends what she calls an intermediate form of tenure that can build the assets of the poor.
It could start with as basic an intermediate form as a politician saying, I'm going to protect this informal settlement, you're not going to get moved, you're not going to be evicted. It could include things like family rights and group rights, as you find in customary tenure. It could be a lease, and of course in the cities, large numbers of people, maybe 40, 50, 60% of people are actually renters in cities. So these are all intermediate forms of tenures which need to be either formalized or put on some form of ladder where people can climb up over time.
Agostinas says one approach supported by UN Habitat is the creation of what she calls a property ladder or continuum of land rights. Under the arrangement, tenants could receive a simple certificate or starter title to the land, and then continue on to more sophisticated forms of recognition, including what she calls the Mercedes-Benz of individual ownership. She says at least 23 countries use a property ladder, including Namibia, which grants a starter title.
In terms of starter title, people would be safe within that community. They would not be under any form of threat anymore. They would not be capable of being evicted either by the state, which is very common, or by wealthy people buying that piece of land. So that piece of land itself would now be considered as for informal settlement, and people there would have starter title. And that title would give them a very few things, like they would be able to leave their land to their children, which is very important to the poor, and they would be able to sell that piece of land within the community. But there would be no planning and there would be no services.
Further up the ladder of land rights would be a form of lease, which gives inhabitants more security. With a lease, the bank could allow people to mortgage the land. In the last step up the ladder, a majority of a community could decide to convert the land to individual ownership or title. Countries adopting the property ladder approach include Uganda, Tanzania, and Zambia. Agostinas says Ethiopia has already delivered 20 million land certificates on the lower end of the property ladder for about $1 each. She says it's one of the most successful certification programs in sub-Saharan Africa. New and alternative ways to registering land, like the land ladder, are important to both rural and urban areas. UN Habitat notes that Africa's urban population is expected to increase fourfold between 1990 and 2020. Today, more than a quarter of the 924 million slum dwellers worldwide live in Africa. Granting them security of tenure is an important way of meeting the UN's Millennium Development Goals, which call for eradicating hunger and poverty and improving the lives of 100 million slum dwellers. I'm William Eagle in Washington.